Here's David Olney.
Some metaphorical level, you just hit that point. Oh, screw it, I'm gonna wait here for the cops. day that don't scare you, not like it used to. And when you see it, the blood on your hands, it don't move you, not like it ought to. I was younger, I was wild, wild, it didn't matter, not like it could. And I was reckless, night after night, I didn't care, maybe I should. Your good friend, the one that you trust, betrays you, but that's expected. Cause the money he thinks is his share comes up short, you're suspected. Still February?
No.
Good. Sure acting like it. This is called Titanic. Songs written about the Titanic disaster, and let's just try to cash in on that. I needed a new wrinkle on it, so I hit on the idea of this is all sung from the iceberg's point of view. Thank you. silent current moves and brings us always closer. Tonight, my love, we'll meet. Have you ever known anybody whose last name is Dillinger? It's like they just, after John, they just said, no. No, we're not making any more of those. Anyway, this is about John Dillinger and sort of the romance we have with the gangster culture of the 30s, which I'm totally into it. Except I kind of changed a bit. After I got mugged, I'm pretty much of the opinion that if you pull a gun on me, I don't like you. It's a deal breaker for me. Across the Illinois plain, hard times in 33. John's got a bottle and he's feeling no pain, just the usual low-down misery. Hey John, don't you think it's a crying shame? A man lose a farm and he ain't to blame. There's sucker, says John. Thank you. bleeding from a hole in his side. I don't believe he'll make it through. Ruby cradles his head and she starts to cry. Oh God, what can I do? I've always been a gangster's girl, don't die and leave me alone in the world. Shut up, says John. A submachine under his arm, a 38. Well, he's feeling alive and he's feeling mean. His yellow eyes are filled with hate. The papers say he's a Robin Hood, mistreated and misunderstood. People in that gang, and that woman Ruby, I was thinking about her, and then I played in this place in Newport, Kentucky. It was it's called Southgate House, and it's this ramshackle old Victorian building, and it's the birthplace of the guy that invented the Thompson machine gun that revolutionized all that stuff, shooting the hell out of people. And I pictured these people that were in John Dillinger's gang kind of hanging out there when there wasn't any work to do, spending their money, because Newport was just this wide open gangster town. And it always intrigued me because it's right across the river from Cincinnati. And this happens in other places like San Francisco and Oakland and other places. This, you know, all American city, Cincinnati, a good place to raise a family. We love our children. And it's right across the river is this place like, you know, Newport, Kentucky. We don't give a shit. Place your bets with us. Which is where I understand Pete Rose placed his bets. That's what I was told. These old guys, I met these old guys at the club at the Thompson Machine Gun House. It was like a three-story, they had three bars going on. And I checked in early, you know, wanted to meet the people and sat down. And there's these old guys sitting at the bar and, you know, what are you doing there, sonny? And, you know, so I'm going to play here. So, oh, you'll be playing upstairs. And what kind of stuff goes on around Newport? Oh, not that much anymore, but you should have been here in 62. Seven of the best four houses you've ever seen. And was I've forgotten this. There was a woman, you know, in her 60s, which used to be old. Not no more. But anyway, she was a very attractive, you know, 60-year-old woman, and interesting to get and everybody drinks and everything. And then later that night, I played upstairs, and there was this beautiful painting of a nude woman, you know, from way back. I'm like, I've seen her. It was the woman from 4 years before. Cold War. It's supposed to be one of those guys in the John Dillinger gang. With a band called Red Molly. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, great, because she was really fun to write with. And with someone that you don't know very well, you're not trying to play it safe, but you're trying to find common ground. So instead of like the story of my life or anything like that, you just try to write kind of a folk song. And this is what we came up with. It's called Barrymore Remembers. And, I think all I wanted to do was to write a tango. Is that so much to ask? And something, you know, if you like, let the music kind of lead you on, then you're more unconscious about these weird people that start popping into your brain, your consciousness. So anyway, I had this. Hold on. I imagine this conversation between a bartender, an old guy at the club. In this case, the old guy is John Barrymore. So there's two people singing. You tell when the bartender. Quite the ladies' man. My suits were Italian, my color vermilion, my words soft as sand, the language of love. My life was the movies, and I was the leading. Dashing romantic with a touch of the tragic. My profile was perfect and the language was love. Yes, sir, Mr. Barrymore, you must have been something back then. They must have been wonderful years. Won't come again. Yes, sir, Mr. Barrymore. Can I pour you another? The women were lovely in the flickering Hollywood light. Of course, there was Garbo. The language was love, and my God, the parties, the nights were as bright as the days, the air smelled like honey, the stars shone like money, in the roar of the 20s, the language was love. Sir, Mr. Barrymore, you must have been something back then. They must have been wonderful years, and they won't come again. Yes, sir, Mr. Barrymore. One more on the rocks. This was a gay town, as wild and as free as the night. We lived with a passion, we loved with abandon. We were storybook heroes, and the language of love. What was I saying? And where has everyone gone? Quickly, bartender, pour me another. Better make it a double. One more for the road. Yes, sir, Mr. Barrymore. Are you sure you can make it all right? Yes, the bar's closing down. Better call it a night. Yes, sir, Mr. Barrymore. Let me call you a cab. home, and I got the idea started banging on the door back in Hurricane Katrina. Folks in Syria trying to get over to Europe, where they can have the privilege of walking across Europe to get to some place that doesn't want them to be there. And then I remembered there was this Ray Bradbury story about a mom and a kid, and they're looking at the sky and they're saying, you know, your dad's up there, dad's an astronaut, and he's flying around. Up among those stars and stuff. And it turns out that Dad, this is terrible. I can't sorry remember this. Dad's up there and everything's gone wrong and the re-entry is screwed up. And the mom and the kid are watching the sky and they see a shooting star. And that's the dad. Oh, I'm sorry. There's got to be a better way to tell this. Always the stranger, always alone, without a place to call a home. Always in shadow, always on the road. Always the stranger, always alone, always the wanderer, lost in time. Always ahead, always behind, always in search of some secret sign. Always the wanderer, lost in time. Single light shines in the sky, beyond all where, beyond all why. Always the stranger, the refugee, the nameless face, the mystery. Nobody knows. Nobody sees. Always the stranger, the refugee. At my door, the leaves are falling. A cold, wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together. I still miss someone. I go out on a party, looking for a little fun. I find a quiet corner, and I still miss someone. Oh, I'd never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere, and I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry. Leaving what we'd begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone, and I still miss someone. Painting of the girl with the pearl earring. Yeah, I hadn't seen the movie. The movie was so good that they ended up writing a book about this painting. And then the book was so good that a guy actually had to go out and paint the painting. So. I seen that painting. It's in The Hague in Holland. And I knew it was there. I had to go see it. Why? I'm not a big art lover. I wanted to go see it so I could come back and say, hey, girl with the pearl earring, I saw it. You know, but that's defensive, and I'm basically every time I go to an art museum, I just start feeling a little insecure and like I'm not getting it and all that stuff. But this painting's not like that. It's really straightforward. It's just that woman's face, that girl's face, just looking straight at you with this incredible expression on her face. And then she's got this earring that he painted, just a little, you know. And I was thinking, you know, how could you paint this? Or mostly I was thinking right at the moment, the moments when Vermeer was painting this young servant girl, who was in charge? I mean, at the moment when your creation or whatever, it seemed to me that like it was pretty much an even deal. Tear-shaped pearl whispers in her ear the secrets of the world that only she can hear. Her lips are slightly parted, as if she'd speak my name. But if she ever did, I'd never be the same, what she says. I will go where you will lead me. I will follow. Thank you. take a little break. We'll stick around. This is called Little Bird, and I don't know what kind of work you all do, but seems like at some point you always say, why do I do this? Well, that's what you do. Cast your mind back to years gone by, friends and lovers and relationships that you've had that all went to shit. Okay. Train wreck, baby, and that's a fact. Going too fast. Samson, the strong man, leotard tight, heaves up the tent post with all of his might. Zeus, the dwarf, and his colorful crew round up the elephants two by two. The greatest show. Thank you. mind on the wind, but his eye on the sound. The lights have gone funny, all yellows and greens. He rubs his fat belly, he knows what it means. He plays it for laughs, but he's one worried clown. There's another circus coming to town. Here's another storm. Wait. I was in a motel in just outside of St. Louis. This is a long time ago. I was opening up for Melissa Etheridge. And she had just become this huge star. It was happening while we were on the road. And every night I play at these places that held like 6,000 people. They were the best places I'd ever played in, old opera houses, I remember, in Kansas City. And anyway, I was in this motel room outside of St. Louis, completely burnt out. I mean, I had to do the show, get the money, which wasn't much, and then drive like crazy and get to the next town, find a motel, get the cheapest motel, and you know, then go to the show and just do this over and over and over again. And I got, plus there was this other factor about these shows. I played almost exclusively on that tour in front of people who didn't like me. So it didn't make any difference, you know, how nice the place was. They were kind of bothering me. You know? They weren't ugly. They didn't threaten me or anything. They weren't interested. Anyway. So I was in this motel, cheap motel in St. Louis, and I wanted to write a song. I think I wanted to write a song that A, had no people in it. And that it had a miracle. And I thought maybe the miracle was that there were no people in it. But it just got stranger and stranger. Lightning spoke to the wind, the devil's in me today, my friend. Do you see that old oak tree down yonder? Blow like hell and bring down thunder. When your raging's through, I'll cut that oak. Thunder raged like hell's own door. The air was filled with fire and water, and laughing viciously, lightning struck that tree. Raised his limbs just like Moses, and blossom roses, blossom roses. Blossoms, roses, blossoms, roses, blossoms, roses, 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 roses. Sergio, who I played with for years, and we sure had a nice time playing here. And this is a song that he and I and John Hadley wrote together. I think Sergio had the melody in this, kind of brought it in. It's nice when these things just drop in your lap. It's called Covington Girl. It's a weird, I've forgotten this. There was a movie on the other night, 310 to Yuma. It's got Russell Crowe and Christian Bale in it. And it's this really cool movie. And for whatever reason, it kind of stuck in my head. It was a Western, and it had a train in it. Gunfire. But this is a much gentler song. It, in its own peculiar way, kind of promotes family values. In the chamber of the gun, Bobby saddled up the bay. Away over yonder, the 314 was rattling on its way, boys, rattling on its way. Mama said, better keep your head on straight. Just get the money and ride. Bobby, you do like your big brother says. And I'll see you around in a time, boys. I'll see you around in a time. Our life is grand with money to spend on anything in this world. A bonnet for mine, a fiddle for bar, and a ribbon from a Covington girl, boys. A ribbon from a Covington girl. That I could tell you why. I was taking everything they had to give. It wasn't all that bad a way to live. Well, I'm in this desert town, and it's hot as hell. But no one's buying what I've got to sell. My lame kid walk, I make a dumb guy talk. I'm preaching up a storm both night and day. Everyone just turns and walks away. I can see that I'm only wasting time. So I head across the road to drink some wine. This old man comes up to me and says, I've seen you on the street. You're pretty good, if I do say so myself. But the guy come through last month, he was something else. Instead of calling down fire from above, he just gets real quiet and talks about love. And I'll tell you something funny, he didn't want nobody's money. I'm not exactly sure what this all means. It's the damnedest thing, I swear, I've ever seen. Well, since that time, every town's the same. I can't make a dime. I don't know why I came. I decide I'll go and find him and find out who's behind him. He's got everyone convinced that he's for real. Well, I figure we can work some kind of deal. He offers me a job, and I say fine. He says I'll get paid off on down the line. But I guess I'll string along, don't see how too much could go wrong. As long as he pays my way, I guess I'll follow. We're heading for Jerusalem tomorrow. Right, it's a thing of beauty.
catch her eye that puts that smile right on your face. It's a summer night. It's a morning light. It's a thing of beauty. Love comes around when least expected. Steals your heart like a thief in the night. It doesn't understand. You had other plans. Now those plans will never work out right. It's anybody's guess. Something no one can take from you. It's something wonderful and rare. Look around to find it's one of a kind. Not another like it anyway. It's a song you sing. You bring it's a thing of beauty. Yeah, it's a song you sang. It's a bell you bring it's a thing of beauty. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh yeah, I wanted to do this is a song written by Dan's wife, Jan. Jan Seymour, and it's about horses. When I heard it, when I first heard it, it reminded me of the song Stewball. Mm-hmm. I first heard the Coasters doing it, and then but it's an old folk song, all blues kind of folk song. But this is called Mountain Jackson. Bye. Carol Elliott. And it's called Love Conquers All, and I think I got it in my mind that I wanted to find out about the opera, Carmen. What? Everybody's a critic. No, I guess I heard that. Tommy, your daughter, don't spit on the floor, or whatever. You know, spit in the cusp of the door. Well, that's pretty cool. I wonder what that's all about. And I went out and got a video of it, but it turned out I got a video of a production of Carmen done by a bunch of flamenco dancers, which you think it's hard to understand the opera when they're singing in a foreign language. Try to understand it when they're doing that and, you know, all that stuff. So basically, I know nothing about the opera. Looked like this might have something to do with it. Has anyone seen the opera?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just a bunch of dumbasses like me. Like it never will come. Silence surrounds, except for the sound of the soft sighing wind. And the stars in the sky, who laugh till they cry, till their tears like mine must fall. And I'm left all alone, in the cold light of dawn. Love conquers all, the poor and the proud, the safe and the sound, the lost and the bound. Love conquers all, the weak and the strong, the right and the wrong, we're all bound to follow. certain age. I was thinking about this the other day, the, all the cultural signposts, things that used to be so current and hip, you know, they fade away. No one knows what you're talking about if you suddenly start talking like Jack Benny or something. You just think you're crazy. And the older you get, the more that happens. You go, hey, 23 Skidoo! Uh-oh. And when I was a kid, my mom and dad read to me this Br'er Rabbit stories, which are now verboten or something, Uncle Remus. But the stories are amazing, very cool. And they have the saying in the stories, when things are going real good for Br'er Rabbit, Br'er Fox, Br'er Bear, Br'er whoever, they say everything is slim slammy. And I thought that was a cool thing to say. Then I was thinking about the cartoons I watched when I was a kid. And, you know, animals on the farm depicted as just having a hellaciously good time. Dancing, singing, playing the fiddle, whoops, there goes the cat jumping over the moon, da, 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 all that stuff. And they're, you know, the pigs dancing, you know, the lambs are, da, 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 da. And, you know, not, you can tell not one of them has ever heard of the concept of human breakfast. Anyway, this is called Slim Slammy. Fun on the farm.
Slam, slam, yes, we do.
couple more for you, and I'll tell you that playing here, it's a real special deal. This is for my friend Lucy Ann Reed, who is helping out selling the CDs. It's been a good friend for a long time. Wish I could come to you in glory. A soldier from some holy war. Then you could see me in my splendor. Standing proud outside. Soldier of misfortune.
falling snow. You and I, who we are, dreams we dream while we're young. Summer's gone with her memories. Winter chill in the air. She didn't love me.
best friend comes home at night, just 1 hour, come the daylight, she's gone again. You can't have I could cling to, but have